Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Fogelman of Mindset for Marketing Success, along with my co-host, Pat Mishu, of Steps to Happiness. Welcome to today's call, the first in our lineup for the Business Jumpstart 2010 Telesummit this week. It's Monday, January 18th, 2010, and this call is being recorded. I want to wish you a Happy New Year. The topic for today is the mindset shortcuts of millionaire entrepreneurs, how to break through the internal barriers stopping you from multiplying your income, with our special guest, Fabienne Fredrickson. Let me take a few minutes and give you an overview of what you can expect on this high-content call. You'll discover the shortcuts and the exact steps you need to use in order to break through the self-imposed barriers currently stopping you so you can finally live the freedom-based lifestyle you deserve. For instance, why most entrepreneurs don't have their ideal business and how they're actually responsible for holding themselves back, which deeply ingrained beliefs and unresolved core emotional wounds are holding you back, the specific ways you're sabotaging your success and keeping yourself from what you say you want, how to easily clear up the internal gunk and upgrade your mindset, and how to use the Inner Game of Abundance mindset system as your shortcut to creating the income and the life you deeply want. Fabienne has also been generous in that she's given us a very special bonus offer for all of you on the line called the Inner Game of Abundance Special Report, The Mindset Shortcuts of Millionaire Entrepreneurs. If you bought the recordings, you'll be receiving this bonus as part of the package. All the details are explained at www.businessjumpstarttelesummit.com. And now, I'd like to officially and properly introduce our special guest, Fabienne Fredrickson. She began, like most entrepreneurs, struggling for clients and wondering when the money would come in. In the beginning, she encountered countless 3 a.m. I don't have enough clients sleepless nights until she made the commitment to create a verifiable, repeatable system to attract all the ideal, high-paying clients she needed. It worked, and within 8 months, she had all the clients she could ever want. Years later, she had the clients, the systems, and even the staff, but wasn't making the money she wanted to make, even though she was doing all the right things. What Fabienne realized was that her mindset was getting in the way, and that it was much more detrimental to her success than she'd originally thought. By working diligently on upgrading her own mindset and clearing the internal barriers getting in the way, Fabienne went from bringing in a low six figures to easily crossing the million-dollar mark, working less and experiencing freedom inside as well as out. At the same time, Fabienne realized that virtually all of her clients were also being stopped by their own mindset and internal barriers. She created the Inner Game of Abundance system and now teaches already successful entrepreneurs how to stop taking teeny tiny incremental steps and instead taking quantum leaps in increasing their income and creating the life they love. Fabienne Fredrickson is the founder of www.clientattraction.com. and the creator of the Client Attraction System, as well as the Inner Game of Abundance System. She is a widely respected expert on marketing and mindset for small businesses, known for combining a unique blend of innovative, no-fluff marketing with the proven mindset strategies that work. Fabienne is the best-selling co-author of the recently released book, Finding Life's Passion, written with Anthony Robbins, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Brian Tracy, and millionaire mentor Gregory Scott Reed. Fabian is also the celebrated author of the best-selling Client Attraction Home Study System and conducts her popular In a Game of Abundance Mindset Retreats, which can be found at www.mindsetformarketingsuccess.com/Fabienne, spelled F-A-B-I-E-N-N-E. Fabienne, Pat and I welcome you to the TeleSummit.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with the two of you. I have so much respect for what you both do and how much you're changing the world. So it's quite an honor. Thank you to have me.
Nice you're
have
welcome.
You
And I know that we have so much we're going to be going through. It is going to be a full hour, and I'm just going to jump right in. So to begin with, just tell us a little bit about your business now. And Fabian, how you came to be helping people with the millionaire mindset shortcuts?
A little bit about my business now is that, well, as you know, I started off with having a client attraction coaching practice many, many years ago, teaching people how to attract clients and fill their practice. And I realized that I'd gotten to fill my own practice doing that, and I was working with, you know, full practice, so 30, 32 clients, and I was making good money, but secretly I was putting my head on the pillow a lot at night and just soaking it with tears, just not understanding why I was working so hard and seemingly doing all the right things in terms of marketing. And, you know, I came from a background of advertising, marketing, and sales, so I thought, you know, this will be a breeze. I can make a lot of money, and just not understanding what was getting in my way. And the thing that was a big breakthrough for me is as I started working on my personal growth and development and I started working on my mindset, I started making more money in my business. And at first I didn't really notice it. I just kept doing this work and this internal work and working on my inner struggles, if you will. And my husband Derek and I started to notice, wow, look at this. You had a breakthrough month, you know, you've made more than you've ever made before this month. And then I would do some more work on my inner game, as I call it, and as a result, I would make more money. And we started tracking it, and it was kind of miraculous. So at first we thought it was a coincidence, but then we started, as I mentioned, tracking it and thinking, okay, this is kind of crazy. This is not really how it happens, is it? And I realized that the more I started working on my inner struggles, it would affect my outer income, and that whereby previously I was working so hard at marketing, I could actually push less and receive more. And as you mentioned, Lauren, and thank you for the lovely introduction, mm-hmm. I a couple of years ago, I set my mind on creating a million-dollar business, and I was in the low six figures, and within 9 months, I broke the million-dollar mark, and that whole year, I'd spent a lot of my energy on working on my inside game, and naturally, I started seeing results on the outside, so, you know, now I have a multi-million-dollar coaching practice and information marketing business, and I work now just as much on my inner game as I work on my outer game, the outer game being the marketing and the business models and things like that. And I have found that I noticed that in working with my clients over the last 10 years or so, there are people who were marketing till they were blue in the face. They were seemingly doing all the right things, but they weren't making the money they should have been making. And so little by little, I started, you know, I wasn't very confident with it at first, but I started saying, okay, well, you know, let's find out what's going on the inside that could possibly be preventing you from taking action. And we started seeing some fears with people, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of overwhelm, fear of criticism, and seeing a lot of beliefs that they had for not taking action. And it just all started to, you know, click like that. And since I've started writing a book on the mindset for success and how to match all the pieces inside so that you can create what you want on the outside. And so now I teach both a combination of the client attraction and the marketing as well as the mindset, because I've realized that you can market till you're blue in the face, but if you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to get anywhere far. And at the same time, if you're an entrepreneur and you have the right mindset, you can't just sit on your sofa, you know, and assume a yoga pose and wait for the business to come to you. You must also know how to market. And so I've created this unusual blend of marketing and mindset to help people become much more successful in their business. And so that's where I am now.
And Fabienne, I really want to say I know that not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the talk also, which is one of the things that I've always found really attractive about you and really pulls me towards you. And I want to let anybody on the call know that I am one of your students and really know that you focus on the mindset as much as you do the marketing part of it. I couldn't agree more with how important mindset is crucial to taking those steps, because as you stretch yourself, you will eventually come to a point where it's really, really uncomfortable, and that the difference between the people that are truly successful versus everybody else is that you continue moving forward no matter how comfortable it is, as opposed to really retreating to back to what you've always done. And one of the things that I love about really looking at fears is that fears, for me, is an acronym of false evidence appearing real. It isn't what you have to do. It's how you really come to doing it. And I'd love to hear more about really how do you help your students or the people that are in your inner circle work through taking those steps even though it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is a really good point. A lot of my students ask me, which voice do I listen to on the inside? There's a voice that says, grow, go for the gold, achieve, think bigger. And then there's this voice inside that says, what if they'll laugh at me? What if I can't do it? Or, my gosh, what if I do it? You know, will my friends and family no longer feel that I'm an authentic person? And there's these competing voices, and I recognize that right away when my clients say that to me, because I used to have the same thing, and I remember asking some of my coaches in the past, which voice do you listen to? And what I've come to realize from all my studying is that they are two separate voices, and they come from two separate places. The voice that says, think bigger, reach for the gold, you are enough, go for it, that is spirit talking to you. And you can call it spirit or God or the universe, your higher self, higher power, or whatever you want to call it. To me, it's all the same thing. It's the same energy. And it's saying, you know, who are you, as Marianne Williamson quoted, who are you not to be magnificent? Go for it. But then there's that voice inside that says, you can't do it. You know, what's wrong with you? And that's your ego talking. And one of the ways that I explain to my clients the difference between the two is that there's a different energy to the two. One is loving, and that is the one coming from spirit. And the other one is based in fear. And the ego is based in fear. And if you understand what the ego is something inside that is wanting you to stay at status quo. And the reason the ego wants to keep you at status quo is because when you get enlightened or when you grow in your business and reach for new levels, you're going to have to shed a lot of beliefs and a lot of fears. And the ego, and I hope I'm not going too esoteric here, but the ego controls you with fear. But as you mentioned, Lauren, fear is false evidence appearing real. And if you've ever read the Course in Miracles, it talks about the fact that there is no such thing as fear. Fear does not exist in the present. Fear only exists in the past and in the future, but not in the present moment. But you are living in the present moment now. And that means that there is no past, and we could get really, that could become an entire hour-long conversation, but there is no past, there is no future, there is only now. Therefore, fear doesn't exist in the now, and now is all the time.
And as so, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Fabian.
And so if you can just understand that the ego is there to keep itself safe, it doesn't want you to grow, but spirit wants you to grow, and that's the only real voice to listen to, you go for that. You listen to only that voice, that which is positive. Anything else is just a self-sabotaging thing. And a lot of people bump up against this and never cross through this panic point that I call. But what you want is always on the other side of the fear, every time. So if you can cross through the fear, understanding that it's not real, cross through the fear, what you want, whether it's business, finance, relationships, health, anything, is on the other side.
So true.
And, Fabian, as you know, I could talk about mindset all day long. It's one of my favorite topics. And I really agree with you about crossing through that fear and that we all get to the place, all of us, about getting to the edge of the precipice. And to realize that you can't get to the other side by yourself. It really requires that leap of faith. And I have a favorite quote by Bill Cosby that I would really love to say that sums up my approach to taking your business to the next level, which is, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that has really helped me to move forward, recognizing that if it is uncomfortable, then I know I ought to be doing it because it's about stretching myself. And I know that you have so many reasons that you've been accumulating why people don't get their business to the next level. What's the number one reason you believe that most entrepreneurs don't really have the business that they want?
They're not willing to do whatever it takes. My good friend John Assaraf, you might recognize his name from the movie The Secret,
mm-hmm.
has a saying which the minute that I heard him say it, it like washed over me. It was like, of course, this is what I have been believing my whole life. And this is what he says. He says, when you're interested, you do what's convenient. When you're committed, you do whatever it takes. And if you don't mind, Lauren and Pat, I'd like to say that again because I'd love for the folks on the call to write that down. John is so brilliant in this.
That's powerful.
If you're interested, you do what's convenient. And if you are committed, you do whatever it takes. And this willingness to step forward and to do whatever it takes, even if it brings up all your junk, all your limiting beliefs, all your fears, your feelings of discomfort and insecurity, you've heard the following phrase so many times in your life that it's probably become a cliche, but I can't tell you how true it is. Successful people feel the fear too. It's not that they don't feel the fear, but they do it anyway. And I know that, Pat, you talk about confidence and you talk about courage. And you must have confidence to walk through the fear and walk into that place, that willingness to do whatever it takes. But most importantly, you've got to have two things. You've got to have courage to walk into the battle, and you've got to have faith. And if you understand how the universal principles work, right, the principles by which all of life run, you know, kind of like the universal laws, then it's much easier to have faith. And when you have faith, you have more courage. And this willingness to do whatever it takes puts you in a place of discomfort. There is if you, you know, I have three children, and one of them is a four-month-old, and actually almost 5 months old. And I watch him sometimes in the middle of the night when he's, you know, having his growing pains, because he's a big boy. And I realize for him to grow, he must experience discomfort. For his teeth to come in, he has to drool a lot and constantly be gnawing on his little little fist, because it's uncomfortable for him. But if he weren't to go through that discomfort, he could never grow to the next evolution of who he is supposed to be. And that is the same with us in our business. For you to get to the next level of your business or to the next level of your life, you must change. And change is uncomfortable. And you can't have different results if you don't change. And part of change is being willing to do things that you haven't been willing to do before. So one of the biggest secrets, and there are many, but one of the biggest secrets to achieving greater levels of success is to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm going to say that again just so our folks can write it down. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. Right? Be comfortable with the discomfort, because it means that you're alive. It means that you're growing. And as you two know, I'm always a big fan of, you know, when somebody has a big breakdown in their life, when things don't go right, and they are currently trying to achieve the next level of their business, I'm often known for saying, congratulations! You know, and at first they're like, what are you saying? But I say congratulations, because it's the big breakdown before the big breakthrough, because you cannot get the breakthrough without things being uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense to me, actually, because I've learned that from you. What I have been able to realize is my process, and when I've been in a breakdown, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm here. This is so exciting. I can't wait to see what's on the other side. So
yeah.
It really changed my whole perspective about being in the moment when everything seems like it's going wrong and wondering why. And it's like, oh, I can step out of this and realize that there's something really yummy on the other side.
Yeah. And can I add something else to that?
Sure.
The thing that separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls and the highly successful from those who live a mediocre life, even though they know that within them there is this seed of something bigger. The thing that separates them is that successful people feel that discomfort and they keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Non-successful people, and I don't want to say non-successful because I'm not judging or anything, but for those who never really reach their big dreams, it's because they give up at the first sign of discomfort. They don't understand that it's like nature, right? Everything is like nature. There is a winter where things are dark, right? And then the spring, there's the sprouts and the buds of flowers. And then, you know, the summer and the fall. And you cannot reap what you sow without that discomfort and that those natural cycles. So each time I set a new goal in my business, you know, I scare myself. Oh, my God, are we really reaching for that number? Can we really do this? Right? I go through a little bit of panic, but that means I'm alive, right? And I go through discomfort because I have to let go of the old to reach the new. So some of these mindset secrets are about just like, what have you been unwilling to let go of in the past? Is it a certain way of thinking about rich and successful people? Is it a certain fear of criticism? Oh, gosh, you know, I have a student right now who has a great fear of what people will think of her if she says no. And so she takes on, she's such a wonderful person and she has so much potential, and she has just gotten that if she begins to say no and trust her intuition, she's going to get to the next big level in her life, right? And that is what separates people from, you know, successful from non-successful, is willingness to let go of and to look inside and grow personally and grow spiritually. That takes you to the next level.
And then, go ahead, Pat. Sorry.
Yeah, this is Pat. I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like girlfriend talk here.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure nobody
else is listening.
I'm sure nobody's listening. I have a dying question. In the work that I do in teaching women the mindset techniques as well, I talk a lot about what does it look like, what does it feel like to get them to the next level. So my two questions for you are, one, the first one is, when did you come to the realization, or how did you come to the realization that there is a breakdown before a breakthrough?
Well, for me, it was when I actually had a mentor who showcased it for me. And you may have heard this story. I was reaching, well, no, actually, even before that, I remember there was a point back in 2007, where I had decided that I was going to let go of working with private clients, and I was only going to do big workshops and mastermind groups and these continuity programs and these products, and I wanted to go from working hours for dollars to working in passive and leveraged income with very, very little number of private clients. And I went through this whole inner demon, like 2 or 3 months, where my income stopped coming in because I didn't have all these clients anymore, and yet my feelings of self-worth and of value and not being enough, not being good enough, came up like poop hitting the fan, if you don't mind me saying. And all my junk came up. And I was in this state of inability to move and to take action. I knew what I needed to do. I needed to promote my inner circle, my continuity program, and I needed to do all these things. And I had all the project trackers and all the to-do lists and everything, and yet I was in complete inaction. I knew what I needed to do, but I just, you know, I didn't know if I was good enough. What if people, my fears, right? What if people laughed at me? You know, what if they thought, you should have just stuck to working with clients? You were successful. Why'd you have to go reach for something bigger? Are you arrogant? And, like, all this stuff came up, and I had to process through that and journal a lot and be really raw with myself and actually stop learning. I went on a learning sabbatical for about a month, 30 days, and really work through all the internal gunk and realize, okay, I just really need to get past this so that I can make some money in my business. So I had this big breakdown, and that was I went from probably making $200,000 that year to almost doubling it. I think I made like $385 or $387 that year, with the first few months making almost no money, because it was like that big breakdown before the huge breakthrough. And that was the breakthrough, the first big breakthrough of my career. And then again, each new level, I've had like stuff crash around me. Little things like, if I'm having the big call, this happened 2 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
The big call where I have, like, the first time it was 1,500 people were signed up for this big call I was doing, and technology went berserk.
Oh, wait, and I was
everything
on that call.
That could, yeah, and everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Yes.
And I cried and I cried, and I actually called my mentor at the time and I said, you know, I failed and everything went wrong. And he said to me, congratulations. I said, what are you talking about? I'm crying. And he said, that means the big breakthrough is coming around the corner. And that year I crossed $1 million in 9 months, in September of that year. And it was kind of funny because I called him and he's like, how you doing? I said, oh, good. I think I crossed $1 million mark yesterday. He's like, you did? Like, aren't you going to celebrate? But I realized it wasn't even about the dollar amount. It was about all of the, and Jim Rohn talks about this. He talks about the fact that it's not about the goal or the money. It's about the person you must become to have access to the goal and the money. And so I found it interesting that in the end it was more about the process of who I'd had become as a person to get me to that successful level than the actual money itself. So So, and to answer that question even further, Pat, each time I reach for a new level, oh man, I notice there's more stuff to work on, right?
Yeah.
But it gets easier. The first time is the hardest.
Yeah.
And it gets easier and easier and easier. Because again, you must shed old skin to become somebody new. Did I answer? I know I took a long time to answer that, but did I answer your question?
Well, you did, which leads me to a comment in my second question. It's a perfect segue to my next question, because I realize, Lauren and I both realize, it is the process of becoming. And in fact, for me, after having been married for 22 years and coming to the realization that I didn't like who I was becoming in the marriage, so I left it, same process. But rather than talking about that for a minute, what I want to hear about and to share with my girlfriends on the call, what did it feel like, though, really, when you realized that you crossed the mark into the $1 million?
It was.
I mean, that's huge.
Cool.
It's like
it was huge, right? It was kind of cool.
To quote my favorite person in the whole world, it's like woohoo,
woohoo. It didn't dawn on me quite yet, right? It was like I had to wait for somebody else to say, "Wait a minute, you did this yesterday, and like you didn't like get on the roof and like scream like your primal scream, like oh my God, I have worked so hard for this." I was a little incredulous, like, oh my God, it really does work. And it had to sink in for a long time, so it was a little bit of a delayed reaction. We did have champagne that night. We had a very nice bottle of champagne that night, but it really took a while for me to have it sink in. I don't know how to explain it, but then I felt like, wow, this stuff works. Let me keep doing what works. So, and each year, you know, since, well, it's only been 1 year since, but we nearly doubled that this past year, and the goal is to, you know, triple that goal by the end of this year. And I want you to get, before anybody starts thinking, oh, she's just about the money, you know, the money that we make is really about just furthering the cause, right? Getting this client attraction, the marketing and the mindset in the hands of more people. Yes, I get to, you know, maybe have a nicer watch or something like that, and I do enjoy a nice lifestyle. But it really is, for me, a process. In the end, I'm going to be real raw honest with you. It's a little bit of a high to see, okay, I've accomplished this goal using the universal principles of course marketing and business models, but also my personal growth, and I have not even begun chiseling away at the iceberg underneath the surface, right? And so I'm actually really excited to keep putting new goals out there, because what I've realized is being in this place of discomfort means that I'm alive. And I would never trade that with a life of, and forgive me if I sound judgmental, I don't mean it. I really don't mean it, but I'd rather feel discomfort and feel alive and feel like I'm constantly working on this, you know, masterpiece, right, that's somewhere underneath the surface, rather than sitting on a sofa eating Cheetos and watching TV and just feeling very, very comfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. And one of the reasons I asked that question is because as I work with my clients, one of the key principles that I keep bringing up over and over again is that as human beings, we tend to move through our successes much too quickly and move on to the next and the next and the next. So I wanted to stop and just take a moment and live vicariously through you, but to hear and to share the emotions of that achievement, what that was like, because I'm sure there are many listeners on the call who aspire to and are high achievers. So I just thought it was important to share that, and the comment I wanted to make was I highly recommend personally that you have an audio version of your book, because your enthusiasm is contagious.
Mm.
So it's really interesting to hear you talk about your evolution.
You know, I will do that because I love speaking about it. Yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, thanks for sharing. Hey, Lauren, back over to you.
Well, one of the things that I was really getting out of this is that the mindset is key. However, so often I know that my clients, as well as yours, Fabian's, and Pat's, are very comfortable in their heads, and they get caught up in the how and wanting to be able to control it all, having it all be perfect before they take any action. I know that perfectionism is a form of procrastination. This all goes back to typical beliefs. Therefore, how would you guide an entrepreneur that's getting caught up in the how to really get past that in order to really take inspired action?
I'm so happy that you are bringing this up, because I was actually on the phone with a student just like about an hour ago, and talking to her about, she's like, yeah, but one, she wasn't clear about her goal. So I said, well, it's like you can't ever reach your goal if you're not clear about it. But she's like, and I said, let me guess. You don't want to set a goal for two reasons. And she's like, uh-oh, are you going to predict what I'm going to say? I said, yes, I bet, because it happens to almost everybody. They don't want to get clear on their goal and put it out there, and especially not a big goal, because, oh, my gosh, what if I don't reach it? Then people will laugh at me, or I will feel bad about myself, and I will feel not good enough. So there's that. But then the second thing, I said, I bet you stop yourself from having a big goal because you don't know how you will accomplish it. She said, oh, my gosh, those are the two things. And the reason I'm able to pinpoint that is because, one, I used to be the same, and two, most everybody stops themselves that way. And so here's why I'm known for not only combining, in terms of mindset, there are two parts to the mindset for me. There's the personal growth, and there's the spiritual development. And I'm not religious. I don't go to church, but I'm a deeply, deeply connected person and spiritual person. And as I mentioned, I believe in the universal laws, and I believe in the universe and all that stuff. But you must, it's not that you must. It makes it so much easier if you combine personal growth with spiritual development. And here's what I mean. If you understand how things work in the universe, you ask spirit, right, with clear intention, and you are given the opportunity always, 100%, 100% of the time. Much like if you stand up on a tree and you pick an apple and you let it go, it will fall down 100% of the time. When you ask, it is given 100% of the time without fail. So where people stop themselves is they never ask. They never ask clearly enough. But even if they do ask, they don't realize that it is always given. And so when the opportunity shows up, many people don't take the opportunity because of excuses around time, excuses around money, excuses around travel, fears, beliefs, rules that they've set up about how things should look, right? But if you understand that the opportunity comes from spirit, it comes from spirit through people, right? People say, I want $5,000. So they wait for the $5,000 check to come in their mailbox. It doesn't work that way. The way that it works is somebody will say, I need you to come and do this project. It's a $5,000 consulting opportunity. Oh, but I don't want to get on a plane. Or, oh, you mean I have to invest in something to then make the $5,000? Or I have to go to this workshop to learn how to make the $5,000? You know, people say no to the opportunities. But if they realized that the opportunity always comes as a result of their asking, they would take the opportunity, right? But they stop themselves instead by saying, I want to make $100,000 in my business this year or even this month. I can never set that goal up because I don't know how it will happen. And here's what I want to say to you. It's not your job to figure out the how. Spirit figures out the how. Spirit rearranges itself. The universe rearranges things so that you can be given what you asked for. It's not your job. Stop trying to play God. Let God play God, and you've got the easy part. This is the crazy thing that I've realized, is you have the easy part. You just have to figure out with very clarity and certainty what you want most and declare it and then believe it's on its way and then look for the signs and the opportunities and take the opportunities when they come your way, even if they come your way in a way that you didn't expect. See, that's the beautiful thing. The universe figures out the how. So if you understand that, and faith is often based on understanding, if you understand that, then you can dream big. You just got to believe in it, right? So the how never comes into play. Isn't that cool?
It is so true for me, because one of the things that I've really been seeing over and over again this past year is that I will think that I have something going on, the next opportunity, and then something happens and it doesn't quite follow through. And when that first happened to me, I started getting like really upset, and it's like, oh my God, but I needed that money and it's being taken away, and how am I going to make my bills at the end of the month? And then something shifted after a conversation that you and I had about showing up. And what occurred after that was that when these opportunities that I thought were happening didn't quite pan out and went away, it was okay. I was like really comfortable because I knew that something even more suited for me and even better was going to come. And usually it came like within the next couple of days. And it's like, wow, I wasn't even looking for that. And
can I explain why that happens?
Yeah, go for it.
In my experience, and it's happening to me right now, we're in the market for a bigger house because we just had another child, and it's just our lovely house is just not that big enough anymore. And what I've realized is that the universe can't necessarily send you a note. Like, it can't send you an email and saying, your thing is on its way, so just hold on, I'm working on it, blah, blah, blah. So it can only communicate with you in terms of signals and signs, and your intuition, of course, that's a whole other topic, but signals and signs. And what I have noticed from being very observant whenever I ask for something, especially something big, that while the universe is rearranging itself to make things happen for you, it will often send you a sign that it's on its way. And the sign that it's on its way is something similar to what you want shows up as an opportunity. And so, of course, you do due diligence and you go look at it and stuff like that. And you realize it's not quite what I asked for. But what I think the universe is trying to do is to say, hold on, don't get discouraged. I am working on that thing, but it's not quite ready yet, so I'm going to just send you a sign to keep your hopes up because we're working on it. And so even what I'm sending to you is not perfect, just watch. The next thing I send you will be.
And I think that one of the key things for me was not going to that negative place once that initial opportunity went away and just continuing to have that faith that it's all going to work out like it's supposed to. And that helped me to really stay focused on the bigger picture.
But see, exactly. But you see what happens is this is another breaking point where many people give up and they lose faith in faith, is that the thing that shows up immediately is not the thing that they really asked for. So they say, they throw their hands up in the air and say, see, I told you, this process doesn't work. Or, see, I told you, I don't deserve, or I asked for too much. In essence, they give up and they go back to their old way of doing, and they say no to the process. But the thing that they wanted, let's just say they were 3 feet from gold, you know, as is showcased in the book Think and Grow Rich, right? They were 3 feet from gold if they had just waited just a little bit longer, a little bit more persistence, it would be right there.
And I happen to love that story about the 3 feet from gold. It, I think, helps me to keep on moving forward even when it's not uncomfortable. How about you, Pat? What have you seen?
Well, as I'm listening to you, Fabienne, there's a few thoughts going through my mind. And, Lauren, you were talking about faith and belief. And the third word I would add to the mix is awareness, conscious awareness, because I see many people going through life in a very robotic way, and they're just not conscious of what's going on around them or, in fact, what's right in front of their face. It can be right there staring you in the face, and because of your conditioning or your beliefs or your habits, you don't see it. And the answer is there. So that's where my mind was going as I was listening to you, and it's like all I can say is, amen, sister. You're right on, Fabienne.
It's watching for those signs and those coincidences. Yeah. And if you understand that there are no coincidences in life, they are, everything is a sign. And so just watch for it. It's almost like you're having a direct conversation, dialogue with spirit. Because spirit is always guiding you, but only if you listen. And many people numb themselves, you know, with food, with alcohol, with this, with drugs, with that, whatever, right, with potato chips.
Technology.
Or they numb themselves with busyness.
Yeah.
And I can only speak from experience. You know, I'm still numbing myself to some respect. I'm a human, like, in business, running a company. Like, of course, I'm constantly in busy mode. But this is why I recommend so often that you make time each day for focused, manifesting focus time is what I call it. Really be there. And maybe it's write in your journal. Maybe it's you know, meditate if that's your thing. Really just write down the signs and the signals and the happy coincidences, and really take time to be as still as you can, even if it's like 15 minutes before you fire up your email in the morning. Just quiet time at your desk contemplating and recording the signs and signals, you're going to see that you are constantly and consistently being guided.
So true. And I'm going to add one external technique that we all know works, because I, too, am one of your students, Fabienne, and I searched long and hard and high and low for you, is to, as Napoleon Hill says, get yourself into a good mastermind group, because when you become part of a body, an entity, where there is safety and trust and support and caring, and you can admit that you don't know what you don't know, other people do know, other people are seeing, and other people are hearing, and will share and support, and you can learn and grow through that method. I highly recommend it. I was sharing that with a client this morning and said, it's essential to surround yourself with the next level of people so you can grow and stretch and learn what you don't know.
Yeah. May I underline that by saying a couple things, Pat? No highly successful person that I know is without a strong mentor and a strong mastermind group.
The Lone Ranger.
It's impossible.
You can't be a Lone Ranger anymore. And
you can't be a Lone Ranger, because then you are prey for fear. When you are alone in the dark night, you know, of your thoughts and your doubts and your inner critic and your fears and beliefs come, your negative beliefs come up as you're reaching for the next level, you are prey. You are fresh meat for your ego to attack you. And you've got to have people who, one, believe in your dream just as much as you believe in yours, and who believe in you and champion you, who also you feel comfortable saying, oh, God, guys, these drunk monkeys in my head are about to get to me, and have somebody talk you off the ledge. And it's in, and keep you in the conversation of your dream and keep you focused on your goal. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know anybody who does it without a mastermind group. So I believe everyone should be part of a mastermind. I am in more than one mastermind and have more than one strong mentor in my life at all times.
I think the other part to that is people say, well, I have a support system. I have my family. I have my friends. And what I really have seen for myself as well as with my clients is that the people around you, they really don't get it. They don't understand how you can be compelled to do something beyond the average or your comfort zone and really take risk and stretch yourself. Therefore, even though they say that these people are your comfort zone, are your support system, they actually stop talking to these people because these people hold them back. So the mastermind is so important. You want to put yourselves around people who are really just as driven for success as you are and take that no excuses approach.
In fact, this, as you both know, I'm writing this mindset book, and it's a chapter towards the end of my book that you must surround yourself with people, like-minded people who are also reaching for their goals, and you know, whether it be monetary or just a higher evolution of their business or themselves. Because if you rely upon your family and your friends, unless your family and friends are people who are also reaching for big, big goals with outside of their comfort zone, the people in your life will try to hold you back. Here's why. The minute you reach, or even when you strive for your next big goal, they will have a fear of losing you, and it will also mirror to them their own, I don't know if this is true, but this is what their perception is. It will mirror their own inadequacy, right? And so I'll be honest with you, in the last few years, I have lost some friends, not from big disagreements, but more where we've drifted off. And at first I was really sad, like, why is it that if I reach for a better version of myself and better situation for my family that people around me aren't supportive? But unless they are also working on themselves, they will see themselves, they will compare themselves to you and think, well, who does she think she is trying to be better than me in everything, right? It'll just bring up their inadequacy and they're not reaching for their level. So my good friends now are people who have preposterous goals. I mean, far beyond what most people think. And they have thoughts of changing the world through politics and thought leaders and affecting 10 million people and going to, you know, change the water situation in Africa and, you know, all these things. When you hang out with people like that, you bond, right, because they cannot criticize you for wanting to stretch. So the point is, and I'm not trying to scare you and telling you that, you know, as you grow, you're going to lose your friends and family. That's not the case. It's just some people will not accept you growing to the next level. But that's why it's important to surround yourself with yay-sayers as opposed to nay-sayers, because it affects your mental attitude.
And I also want to say that what I've seen for in my own life as well as with my clients is that sometimes the people who are your biggest supporters are also, like I said, once again, close to home. And I know for myself, when I talked with Steve, my husband, about taking the steps out of our counseling agency and really creating my mindset for marketing success business, he was very supportive of me, but he also had his own fears because we're in business together of how is he going to keep our counseling agency going afloat if I was moving in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that made
their own agenda.
Right, that made for very interesting conversations at night. You know? But what occurred, which is really wonderful, is that by me gradually stepping out of our counseling agency into my business, it really created a space for Steve to step up into something that he never would have otherwise. And in the long run, by us really being open with communication and really hearing each other and talking about it, it did help to be a support for each other moving forward. And Fabienne, you have so much to offer, and we are only touching the surface. I want to let everyone know, find out more about Fabienne's Inner Game of Abundance system. Go to www.mindsetformarketingsuccess.com/Fabienne, Fabienne. It is amazing, well worth checking it out. And would you like to just talk a little bit more about that before we begin to wrap it up?
Yeah, the Inner Game of Abundance system is about looking at a lot of the things we've already talked about today, but it's also about being congruent in your life, having your conscious thoughts mirror exactly what your subconscious feelings are, and when those two match, your actions are effortless. But if there's anything in there that is incongruent, so let's say your conscious thought says, I want to make $1 million in my business, but your subconscious thought says there's no way you're going to do that. You're not good enough. Your friends will leave you. You know, you'll get overwhelmed and you can't do it. There's going to be what's called a chaotic vibration, and therefore it shows up as procrastination, as self-sabotage, as not taking action on the opportunities and things like that. That whole inner game of abundance deals with all of that. And it's really the formula to which, the formula that you can use to take your business from where it is today. So if you have a five-figure business now, you're making $50,000 or $25,000 or $75,000 a year, you can take it to the six-figure mark. If you're at six figures, you can take it to multiple six figures or even seven figures. It's pretty miraculous.
And I really wanted to thank you for the bonus that you gave for everybody, that In a Game of Abundance special report, the Mindset Shortcuts of Millionaire Entrepreneurs. I can't wait to read it. I'm really looking forward to it myself. And that's available for anybody that's bought the recordings. And the details are at www.businessjumpstarttelesummit.com. And Fabian, this was really special. Thank you so much for launching us on the first call for the 2010 Business Jumpstart Telesummit. I really appreciate
this. It's my pleasure. You know how much I love talking about this.
And Pat, I know that you're going to wrap it up for us.
Yeah. Fabienne, it's been such a pleasure. And spending time with you and Lauren together in 1 hour is just almost more than I can stand, but I can. It's been great. You've shared so much content, and we really do appreciate it. And we know that our listeners also have probably been writing furiously and know that more information is available. So thank you, Fabienne, from the bottom of our hearts. And
welcome.
We wish
thank you so much.
Continued success, and can't wait to see your book out there in the bestseller list.
Thanks, ladies, and best of luck to both of you.
Thank you. And for our listeners, that is the time of our end of our time together for today. The Jumpstart Telesummit continues all this week with an amazing lineup of guest experts. So we encourage you, if you have not yet, go to the website, sign up for the calls. You'll be happy you did. This is Pat Michu, founder of StepsToHappiness.com. Along with my colleague Lauren Fogelman, founder of MindsetForMarketingSuccess.com, thanking you all for joining us today, and we wish you a very happy day. Bye, everybody.
Take care. Bye.